anchor.fm/give to make a contribution right now.
Then the next time this spot plays, you'll be able to listen.
In celebration of our 50th anniversary, KABU is teaming up with the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series. KABU will be hosting Killer of Sheep on Wednesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. Filmed in Watts in 1975, Killer of Sheep follows a working man in a moment of existential crisis, trying to make ends meet at a job he finds repugnant, and trying to connect with his family and community. The Library of Congress declared Killer of Sheep a national treasure and one of the first 50 films on the National Film Registry. Again, that's Killer of Sheep on Wednesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 24th, 2018. You're listening, of course, to KBOO Portland, Radio Free Cascadia, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. And all thanks to you, listeners, members, who see the value in radio of this sort, voices, the incredible variety of voices. We're still working on diversity, but we've definitely got a variety of voices here. We're coming at you all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 50 years because of what you recently did, what you accomplished, made that decision, decided what your commitments were, decided that if there was ever a time to support independent voices on the air, that time is definitely now. There is so much to talk about. The Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Before we've got a wonderful guest today. Jody McCaffrey is back. There is an overabundance of news on the fate of Oregon's coast. We already know that about 1,500 trees were killed, and it was killed by a pesticide. And it wasn't like, oops, we used the wrong pesticide, accidentally poisoned. Nope, they knew the pesticide killed these trees, right? They knew it. And it wasn't one year, one season. Nope, they had been using them over and over again for years. There was an article that came out recently. It was recently on the news, right? That's the key word, recently. It was, of course, on others, quasi independent radio. But just a little heads up here. The headline is devastating tree kill along Highway 20, right? Do you know that was in the... That was out in the Oregon Land Watch website, and that dates to May 20th. What's the date today? Think about that. That story is in the news world, ancient history. What kind of The sheer arrogance of expecting listeners to be so stupid that they don't realize that this has been reported a while back. And think about it this way. If they had reported that on May 20th at the beginning of the tourist season in the Pacific Northwest, people from that might have been picked up and shot around the world, and it might have kept some of that tourist money away from the state of Oregon, right? So the actual news from the Land Watch people was May 20th, and then we hear of it on our local news stations right now. So they managed to get through the entire tourist season without mentioning the fact that they deliberately kill trees. Why did they kill them? So they could be logged. Can you imagine? These are ponderosa pines. The lumber from this, these aren't turned into paper. These are very, very, very valuable logs. So what they did was it was a giveaway to logging companies, to the timber industry, right? And the news, although it came out on the Landwatch website, and I believe a few other smaller papers downstate, but it was more or less ignored by mainstream media up here. Just think about that a little bit, and then think what else might be lurking there in the shadows. One thing that's lurking in the shadows is good old Brett Kavanaugh, and let's not forget the absolutely ludicrous efforts to bring him down via these charges, because these are very sexy charges, right? Why not just bring him down with perjury? He shouldn't even be, never mind a Supreme Court justice, he shouldn't be a judge. He's perjured himself on at least four occasions that are absolutely clear, definite, no question, on paper, got him in the bag, done, perjury. And yet, we're messing around with this. And you know what? Kavanaugh is as good as confirmed right now. Right now. Think about that. Also, let's take a look at the words. Words mean something. Words have a lot of power. Here's Trump. He's looking really staring down the barrel of an impeachment. And if that happens, I don't think anybody on the left at all, even in the left, middle left, center left, knows what kind of rage would rise up in this country if Trump were impeached. So what he's doing by using that word sovereign over and over again, that is a tripwire. Wow. Talk about a trigger warning. Wow. That's... using the word sovereign over and over again in his speech before the United Nations, he came off, of course, as deranged as usual. People laughed on him, but not for that, because using the word sovereign in that particular form at that time at that place is good. That's planting landmines all over our political map. And on that note, we want to bring in Jody McCaffrey. So glad to have you back on the air. We're just happy to welcome you. There is news from downstate, and we need to get to it right now. Jody, thanks for being with us. Go ahead. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
We have a lot of stuff is going on down here. Stuff I'm finding out at the last minute. The latest thing today is, this week was supposed to be, or this next week, or this week was supposed to be, Jordan Cove was filed for an exemption from having to go through the Energy Facility Siting Council process and get a site certificate. And they must have realized that they weren't going to do so well on that request, and so they pulled their application, and that meeting's been canceled. It was scheduled for the 27th. Been canceled. But in the meantime, we have all this code changes going on in both the cities of North Bend, Coos Bay, and also in Coos County. Massive code changes to the ordinances, and it's a lot of work to look through. You can see, though, that we need people looking through these to make sure that
what was the purpose of this? How was this presented to the general public?
Well, I requested to be notified in Coos County of any code changes, and I wasn't notified about this, and they've already had one hearing before I discovered it by accident.
And where was the hearing? So sometimes it is difficult to find out, and of course we know all why that is. But where were the code changes announced publicly? Was there something in the paper? Were people informed? And if so, what was the ostensible reason for changing this?
I don't know without looking at them. I'm kind of concerned because what I see happening is they try to change the code so that there's less opportunity. So the public has to work. Yeah, it's hard. It makes it harder for you to participate. I mean, it's already really hard to participate in a lot of these processes if you don't go in there knowing the code already. And I haven't really studied these changes, but I'm suspect of several of them because what's happened is we had several pipeline cases where we really should have won them if you looked at the code, but they were for extensions of their application because you got to realize these guys have taken applications out and they don't last forever and they have to request an extension.
And this is the Pacific Connector we're talking about.
The Pacific Connector gas pipeline. And this time we appealed it, and it was really, quite obvious that the extensions, they shouldn't be able to keep extending these till forever. There should be a timeline. Well, if you look, there was a timeline. They only were meant to be extended one time or so, but now they're changing the code so they can extend them forever. And what the problem with that is, if the code changes, if they update maps and stuff, those applications are based on the original application, what the code was. So it's really frustrating because what it really boils down to is Jordan Cove's figured out a way to change the code when they need to, or stay with the old code when any changes like updates to maps or hazard maps or something would conflict with their plans.
To change the laws when those laws conflict with it too, it would seem. And done in extreme secrecy. I can talk a little bit about some. We've heard there have been a number of news reports on a pipeline and natural gas incidents from around the country. But in Jordan Cove, right here in Oregon, downstate, if you know, any one of us could just hop in our vehicles, we have a vehicle, or get down there at any time. And we do when we're going down to have fun, mainly. That's what people do. They go down to that part of the state to have fun. They want to go to they don't want to think about problems. They go down there to forget about all of this. And that is a tragedy, because on its face is one reason why somebody like Jody McCaffrey, who is just a public citizen, and I do mean citizen, not consumer, somebody who is really deeply involved, could talk more about, if you could, about that.
Well, it's right. That's it. We have a great adventure coast here where people come. You can ride in the Dunes National Recreation Area. That's just north of where this proposed Jordan Cove LNG facility would be. And yet we have these people like the Port of Coos Bay. They're trying to do this deepening and widening project of the bay, which is just huge amounts of dredging that they would take out of the bay. And Jordan Cove has a huge dredging project. I mean, these people do not look at our bay and our area as an adventure coast, as a place to go fishing, crabbing, clamming. They look at it as they're trying to do some industrial thing.
Yeah, this is a resource to be exploited until it's gone, and then they move on.
Yeah, and there's no consideration that Coos County, in 2018, there was a report that came out that said in 2017, we took in some $271 million from travel, from people traveling here. That is a lot of money for this area. It's over 3,000 jobs that's directly related to the travel industry. And yet, they don't consider this that when they're doing their plans, these plans of like, we got to bring some smokestack in here.
Well, the thing too is that the money from this is pipeline is shipped straight out to the headquarters.
Canadian company.
And the shareholder to make shareholders happy. Yeah. Yeah. And the travel money goes right back into the community. That's the thing.
Yeah,
Jody, just a couple seconds left. What would you like? What do you want to tell the people up here?
Well, just stay tuned. We did just finish a process for comments, and there'll be more processes where we'll need comments going in. I don't know about the code changes. We'll have to deal with that down here. But stay tuned for there'll be.